1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Students protesting the Israel-Hamas war are digging in at Columbia University. Today was the deadline for them to move and encamp and set up on campus. As of this morning, it is still there. There were 400 arrests across the country at campuses nationwide this week.
Clashes between police and pro-Palestinian protesters intensifying on college campuses. In Southern California, an encampment at UCLA has grown to hundreds of people. And USC has now canceled their main graduation ceremony due to the protests.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Defense lawyers in Donald Trump's hush money trial are poised to question former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker's testimony as they begin cross-examination. Pecker has said on the stand that he helped bury embarrassing stories about Trump before the 2016 election. Harvey Weinstein's accusers shocked and angered over a New York appellate court's decision to overturn his rape conviction. This is ABC News. Seven workers at the charity World Central Kitchen killed in an Israeli airstrike remembered its services in the Washington National Cathedral. This is founder Jose Andres.
We will not forget what they did for the hungry and for the world. We will honor their names. We will remember the life they lived.
The Pentagon now says work is underway to build a new pier to get more humanitarian aid into Gaza. One of the best players in the NBA now says he is also battling Bell's palsy. 76ers star Joel Embiid saying that he was diagnosed with a condition a few days ago, which is affecting his face and his left eye.
It's pretty annoying, you know, with my left side of my face, my mouth and my eye. So, yeah, it's been tough, but, you know, I'm not a quitter.
He scored 50 points in the Sixers playoff win last night against the Knicks, but still trail New York in their series 2-1. Shiri Preston, ABC News.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers draft a tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. There were highly rated defensive backs, linebackers, and receivers on the board, but the Green Bay Packers used their first-round pick on an offensive tackle. They hope will become the next David Bakhtiari. It's Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona. GM Brian Gutekunst.
For me, there's only so many big guys usually in each draft, and you realize that they're going to go early and they're going to go quick, and if you don't get one, you might be out of luck. So where we had him valued, this was a pretty easy decision for us.
Rounds 2 and 3 of the draft after tonight. NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 of their playoff series tonight, standing at one game apiece. Baseball, the Brewers open a weekend series at home tonight against the New York Yankees. Milwaukee coming off a 7-5 win in Pittsburgh. They split the series two games apiece. Pat Murphy credits the bullpen.
Nobody knows Kane Hager, Uribe, Bay or Piamps or McGill, to be honest with you. I mean, these aren't household names. They've earned their way, and they're hungry, and they're consistent.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 58. The wind southeast gusting to near 30. Tonight, more thunderstorms, 49. Tomorrow, cloudy. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, and a couple of those could be severe. It'll be breezy with a high of 75. Be weather aware tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll do some recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, then all things entertainment with Matt Miller. Make sure you join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Once again, special thanks to Mayor Eric in Detroit, letting us know how that's going. Right now, it's time to talk to Mark Hewson from Belen Sports Medicine. Mark, good morning. And I know we're going to talk about volunteers and everything in the area and all those kinds of things, but Jim just brought up a great question. What are you guys going to be on, like, standby for half a million people coming into Green Bay?
Well, that's a great question. Actually, we got we have one of our vice presidents and one of our marketing guys over there checking it all out. You know, just learning. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we're going to be doing some things. We would love to, you know, be in that close to Lambeau Field, host people. So it's going to be a great event next year.
Yeah, we're excited about that. And I was telling Johnny that, you know, even at Packer games, there's medical things that happen. One time, guy had a heart attack. I'm not sure that guy made it, but things happen at Lambeau Field for the game. And you take that times four or five. That's just something we got to think about. With you guys,
yeah, and you know, I'll even give a credit to like the Green Bay Fire Department. You know, it's hard to get around. Well, I guess even police department. You know, I mean, police department goes around on bikes, and I think they even have EMTs on bikes.
Yep.
Because
mm-hmm.
with the crowds, you know, you can't do it in a big ambulance or something like that.
Right.
So they've got even these miniature ambulances, which is awesome. You know, I mean, you hope you never have to use those resources, but things will happen. So yeah, when you bring 250, 300,000 people together, you know, it could be a little bumper scrape that someone could fall. But you hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But you want to, you know, plan ahead for it.
Hey, Mark, another thing we're talking about is Jim went to the big volunteer reception yesterday at the atrium. I know you guys are huge with volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm talking with Mayor Eric about, too, is if you need a community that has unbelievable volunteers, and I know you guys benefit from that as well, don't you? I just want to give a big salute or big shout out and a salute to all the volunteers in the area.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one thing that we don't want to forget because it's I don't think people realize how many volunteers for how many organizations help out. And this could be young kids. This could be someone who's just trying to give, you know, 5 hours, a couple hours a week or whatever. And then you also have some people who are retired and they'll give, you know, some of these retirees have given thousands of hours over the years. It's awesome to have those volunteers. It's National Volunteer Week. I want to make sure we called out and said thank you for all of it that they do for us.
Yeah. And Mark, you're so right about that, because I was telling John that there must have been 800-900 people at that breakfast yesterday, and they recognized volunteers. And one of the ladies, they're reading about she does this, she does that. She's, you know, 3 hours or 4 hours a day at St. Vincent, and she works, you know, whatever, the hospice. And And she's 80.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
80.
Yeah.
And she just walked up on stage. I mean, yeah, these people awesome. Have...
Well, I think my buddy, that the World War II veteran, I think you know, Mark, he used to be a greeter or whatever at Bellin. And I want to say he was into his 90s before he called it quits.
So we're going to get some of those people on here. And what? And they feel so good about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
We have a, I believe, Marsha, one of our volunteers that works 3 days a week at our clinic. I think she's 90-some years old. She probably looks like she's 60.
Right.
Yeah. She moves around. I mean, she has, it's just awesome what they do. And they put a smile on their face and have great conversations, and you just cannot do it without them.
No, nope.
They're good examples for people who maybe are entering retirement and like, I got to do something. And what a there's and there's so many.
And you're doing something so good for the community,
right? And there's, you know, and there's so many that one of the people that got the award was the people who drive for Curative on the east side.
Absolutely.
They drive the people around, and you know, I as I said to my table, I said I applied to do that, but. Too many speeding tickets, but they're
but they would get there in a hurry. They'll never be late for an appointment.
You don't need as many employees if you hire me.
Nope.
So, but there's just my point I was going to make was that, you know, if you want to work with the youth, if you want to work with blind, do you want to work with, do you want to drive? There's just so, you want to cook. There's just so many things that you can volunteer for. And I don't think people understand. I learned yesterday about some new organizations I never heard of. So they, you know, they, everybody, you know, everybody knows Paul's Pantry and the new community shelter, but there's just a lot of small volunteer opportunities out there. So we're going to talk about that next week a little bit more. We're going to have some of the volunteers, the recipients, and have them in here and talk a little bit more about it.
Hey, Mark, next week, would you be able to come into the studio? And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
We're going to have Alec Ingold on.
Yeah. So it's funny. Todd sent me a message yesterday. Okay. I'm laughing because, Alec's coming in, and then he's coming to our event right afterwards, so it's better that he shows up on time, and I'm the one who can be late. We're actually partnering with Alec on some leadership courses
for
students, so I definitely can meet you guys down there next week.
That's fantastic. That'd be great. I just want to talk. I mean, you guys both work with NFL players. He is an NFL player. You work with NFL players. Just kind of compare notes, what it's like with, you know, the different organizations and everything. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, in fact, Alec's been up a few times. He was just up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we ran into him at Heights Restaurant.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's been doing so many different things.
Yeah.
And I think what's awesome about it is you have a young kid, and he kind of still is a kid.
He ain't built like a kid.
No, he's not built like a kid.
Wow.
That's a true professional ball player right there.
Yeah, it sure is.
But it's amazing, you know, what he wants to give back and teach young kids and families and coaches. He's got such a passion with being adopted and just giving back. Again, it's not volunteer. I mean, he's volunteering to give back to these young kids, give some advice through some adversity that he's gone through, which is awesome. Young kids, families need to hear this stuff.
Totally agree.
You know, we talked about the volunteers and just any employees to be recognized is a big deal to them, and they should be recognized, right? Employee of the year. You have a big thing coming up, right? With the training awards.
I'm down in our state meeting right now. We're down in Oshkosh. I felt bad because the fire department just went by, and I'm like, oh geez.
I should be working.
It was a person that a few of us nominated, and some people don't even know who he is, but he's been with the Green Bay Packers over 30 years. His name is Kirk Fielding, assistant athletic trainer, and last night he received a Hall of Fame honor to go in the Hall of Fame. Kurt has came out of UW lacrosse and joined the Packers. He's been under four different head athletic trainers, many coaches. I think it's five or six coaches, but he has done so much for players. It was awesome to see when they did a press release that Brett Favre did. You know, Kurt took care of Brett Favre so much.
Yeah.
And that Brett recognized it and put the post out there. It is just awesome. I can't thank him enough for what he's done for our community, from, you know, just helping us out with fans for the Packers 5K run. He just always steps up.
Wow.
He's just a genuine individual with the Green Bay Packers.
I was going to say, and just a genuinely good guy. Just very low key, just whatever, but just always a good guy. I always really liked him a lot.
Yep. There's, you know, it's just, and that's what's amazing though. You know, they sit so far off to the side. You know, the light's never really on them. They don't want it to be.
Right.
They just enjoy their time. So yeah, it's again, down at another convention, but it was awesome to have his family, see how much of his family and friends showed up last night. And he was our only honorary Hall of Fame member last night. But just an awesome event.
Great. Fantastic. Cool. Okay, on to something a little bit more important to me.
Jeez. Here you go.
So, Mark, I started my walking program again.
Free. Okay, go ahead.
Quiet, Jim. Mark.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yep.
Okay, so I started my walking program again. Okay, I can't do $10,000 or $10,000, 10,000 steps a day.
I can't do
$10,000 for a hot dog stand that the guy wanted to sell. But you know what I said? You know what I read, Mark? You know, Mark, I'm getting everyone confused here. No, so listen to me. I'm excited about this. So it used to be when I'd read like Runner's World magazine or Men's Fitness or something.
Well, you did.
I did that. Too. I read those all the time. So anyway, excuse me, Mark. It was always like, oh, you got to go 45 minutes and you have to have your heart rate up at this, yada, yada. And you have to sustain that for 30 minutes or it doesn't help. And now it's like the opposite. It's like, you know what? Walk 30 minutes a day, minimum 30 minutes a day. And you don't even have to do it all in 30 minutes. You could do 10 minutes and then an hour later, do 10 minutes, an hour later, do 10 minutes. He said, that's as good for your heart and for your metabolism and everything as doing it all in one. What do you think?
It's not.
It is.
Oh. But
it all depends on what you want to do, because some of your first statement that you just started saying was, I think it's what I used to do for running.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just can't do the running. It's just too hard to get your heart rate up and sustain it for 30, 40 minutes. So they say, you know, if you can split it up, okay, that's one option. I was just going to say what some people do is they can't run and then they quit on it after a week because my knees hurt.
Right.
My ankles hurt. So you know what? I was just going to say, sometimes the better thing, go in a pool. And you ever try to go in the pool and just get like medium deep end and try to run for 1 minute?
Oh, no, I never have.
Yeah. Try to do that. Some of these pools even have what's called as an aqua vest. It's like a blue, vest, and it's foam that kind of sits on your backside. And you can run in the water. It holds you up. You try to do that for 1 minute, and you tell me why you are now sweating in the water.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's...
So, just running in the pool.
Right. They have those reverse wave pools, too, that
I've never known how to... I thought you had to know how to swim to use those.
No. They're not there. They're only waist deep.
Oh. Can I do that maybe?
Well, John, if you don't know how to swim, we better have a lifeguard there then.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Do that no matter what.
I've had some. Who was it offered to teach me? Remember?
A glass of water.
I didn't think I'd make. Remember somebody offered to give me adult. She does adult swim lessons. Oh, at
the
YMCA.
The YMCA.
At the Y. Yep. She does adult swim lessons. I might do that.
Good idea.
I might.
Mark, I don't know if that's really true what Johnny said about the 10 minute, you know, because you got to wind up and then you wind down. Aren't you better off sustaining your heart rate at an elevated level for 20 minutes? It's the same thing.
You are. You want to get your heart rate up, but it's a matter of can you sustain it?
Right. Okay. That's all right. That's where he comes in. Okay.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean? All right. Mark, it's great.
I'm going to have to send Todd in your guys' room.
Back. Yes.
No, right. No, Mark. No.
Mark, thank you so much, and I think it's great you guys honored Kurt that way. He's so well-deserving of that.
And you'll be in next week.
We'll see you here live and in person next week.
All right. See you
next
week,
buddy.
Guys.
Have a great weekend, Mark. See ya. Mark Houston, Bell & Smorts Medicine. You hear a deep breath he takes sometimes when I ask him questions? We just had a quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass. It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back. Another 10 bucks from Johnny. He's on
no!
the phone. You were on the phone.
No, yeah, no, were. It was for a future guest. That's the whole thing.
But you were on the phone.
It wasn't a personal call
you
at all.
You have to be sitting at your desk.
I was doing work business.
Todd.
No!
Yes. Okay. The rule is at your desk, headphones on when the music starts.
Wow.
Because we were both getting sloppy. Not sloppy.
Here's what's funny.
We're so busy.
You guys were doing really, really well.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, just every once in a while it happens. So maybe if I put a fine in place, you guys will clean that. You guys have been worse this week than ever before. I mean, honest to God. You would maybe mess up once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Now it's like.
Yeah. I know.
We're not overpaid. It's not because of that. We don't have the money.
What's the thing I always say that I've got that bad chromosome of, you want to get me to do something? Tell me I'm not allowed to do something.
Right. I'll show him. We ain't got no stinking badges.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, fine.
But, yes. Who are you reaching out to?
Just a sportscaster.
Okay, all right.
Talk to him for a second. But, no, one more thing about the Packer draft. And I know it's still a year away and all those kind of things. But if you were mayor... If you were mayor right now, Mr. Mayor, you're 1 year away from the Packer draft.
Oh, yeah.
What would you be doing right now? What would be like the top three things you'd be, and not saying Eric isn't doing them or anything like that, but I mean, you're the one person that can see it through his perspective right now. Mm. What would it be?
Committee set up. The downtown committee, I would have, and I'm sure they got the security committee with the arts is leading that. I would do that. Logistics, you know, you want to make sure people can bike. Like she said, you know, transit's going to be great, but you've got to work. I mean, this is not just a Green Bay event, right? I mean, there's a Schwab and DePier. He said it's going to be statewide. I don't know about people staying in Milwaukee for this, but, this is definitely regional. And, you know, we just have to make sure that when people come here, they have access, or before they get here, to what's going on, information.
Right.
And, you know, because I went to the Super Bowl, right, in Dallas, and I'm like, what time does it open? I don't know. I mean, they didn't train their volunteers.
No, I thought it was terrible.
It was awful down
there. It was
terrible. And we're, you know, because the Cavs are on strike, you know, what are my options? And nobody knew anything. And I just
think. Then those Packer fans didn't even get into the game. Remember that? They didn't have enough seats.
Right.
And that was a debacle.
Yeah. But here, I want to say about what I would be doing, and I'm sure Eric is doing this now. It's just planning committees. But you can't have one committee do all the planning because there's too much to do. So you got to segment it. Logistics, like I said.
But is it one of those things? Okay, so, I mean, this is so big. It's bigger than anything the city of Green Bay has ever hosted before.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do they have to bring in, like, experts that have, you know, done stuff?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I think what Eric said was, you know, we've done some pretty big events here, you know, playoff games. But, you know, that's only 90,000.
Right.
We've got three times that. But, you know, I think that's where I would go to the, you know, security committee and ask them, you know, what do you guys need to
make
this
happen?
So then
you think it's going to be, like... Like from the corner of Oneida and Lombardi, that you know what I mean?
No, he said east-west.
East, yeah, that's what I didn't understand.
So probably down to,
like Armed Forces Drive.
Well, Cabela's.
That far down?
Well, maybe not that far down.
Okay. No, that's way too far.
Yeah, that's way too far.
So are you saying Armed Forces Drive in front of the Resch Center?
Oh yeah, totally.
But is that big enough?
They're gonna. Well, no, that's why I think he might. Maybe he'll incorporate. Who's that kid that owns that beer place? You
Which
know,
one?
Badger State.
Oh, okay, yeah. Fabre.
Yeah, Fabre. Maybe they'll go down to Badger State.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, because that's stadium view.
It almost seems like it looks like if, as long as they've got Lambo in the background or something, you know, with the backdrop.
As long as you can see the stadium,
exactly.
You're there.
Exactly.
I'm interested to know if some of the other cities in Northeast Wisconsin, like Appleton,
yeah.
What are their plans?
Right.
They're going to have something.
There's
going to
be overflow.
Too, right? Oshkosh?
Absolutely. You know? Oh, I think Oshkosh, I think that distance would be nothing for these people. 60 miles, 50 miles, that would be nothing to
drive. And what I think what they should do is they should really, you know, use transit.
Because well, I mean, even in Dallas, Jim, for that, I mean, how far was that stadium from Dallas?
Right, Arlington.
That was like an hour drive, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Jim, maybe you can reach out to those city leaders. We can have them on the show and talk about it, too.
That would be cool, because I think you're right. They got to work together, too, especially when it comes to, like, a transit or something. But I don't know if they're going to have their events there. I think the events are going to be in our area.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is, if people are going to be staying down there in the hotels, because there's not, you know, 100,000 hotel rooms here, so people are going to be staying in the Oshkoshes and everything. So you've got that captive audience, basically. Yeah. You know, it's a chance for them to show off their wares, too.
Right. If I were the mayor of Oshkosh, I would plan something. Either
absolutely.
Something, some party at the EAA or, you know, their downtown's happening now. They're really getting that going with that Sawdust District and stuff. So, and Appleton, you know,
they'll be fine.
They'll be all right.
They'll be all right. Appleton's got it going on. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they'll probably do something on that. Yeah, not that they're going to move the Mile of Music, but they're going to do something cool in Appleton. And why not, right? I mean, you got all that opportunity of people.
I mean, just so when I first saw those shots last night of Detroit, it's like, oh, my Lord.
Yeah. When they flew that drone over, it's like, wow, there's a lot of people here.
That's crazy. But I got to be honest with you. God bless them. I couldn't lay on my couch and watch the whole thing last night.
I know.
Much less stand there on blacktop for 5 hours.
Yeah.
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 So.
It's going to be fun that, you know, like we should like Johnny Wadd and the Glam Band and, you know, Big Mouth. We feature some local bands, too. I think that would be good for us to do. And maybe we'll do that here. No?
No. I think it's fantastic. Kind of surprised they had Eminem up there last night. I mean, it's one of those things, you listen to the lyrics of some of Eminem's songs, and I was asked to turn it down on my headphones and the Snap Fitness from that one song. They asked me to turn that one down. Two songs I was asked to turn down in my day. And that's what I think I'm hard of hearing, because I always have my iPod so loud, it bleeds out. If somebody has time. Two songs, Todd. That one, what was it?
I'm not sure.
There she is, shaking and on the floor, bumping. I think I'm losing control.
Okay,
sure.
It was Eminem and Nate Dogg.
Are they from Detroit?
One. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Eminem.
I don't
hardcore
know.
Detroit. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But anyway.
I would have brought in
was
some.
Was it Till I Collapse or Shake That?
Shake
or,
That.
Okay.
We cannot play that.
Yeah, no, I won't pull that.
And then, sometimes I mention a song and you play, we can't play that one, Todd. And then the other one that one time somebody asked me, would you mind turning that down? My kids are here. It was Kanye, Gold Digger.
Yeah.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. You can see him every single Sunday, win a Super Bowl, drive off in a Hyundai. Her baby crib is bigger than his. She was supposed to buy Tyco with her money. She bought Lipo with her money. She's walking looking like Michael with her money.
Why are you listening to that? Why do you listen to that?
Because of the rhythm.
Oh, God. I would.
It's because of the rhythm.
If that came on, okay, well, we're not going to have, I don't know. It's
Jim,
not my
they
call.
Say, no, listen to me. They say that's the best thing to do for running is get songs that you run to the pace.
No,
so Todd, isn't that true?
Yeah, I believe that's true.
Well, that is the total truth.
That he's kind of making a huge leap that because he wants to run it, what do you run at, 11 minutes?
How'd you know that?
That was a guess.
Well, you're right.
But, okay, so when I ran the half marathon and I got my medal, it was like 9:08. So
wow. I
just let you know.
Okay.
Okay. But you can go to just go to Spotify and just type in 11-minute mile music. And there's
I didn't know you could do that.
Bunch of stuff on there. Like, there'll be, and, you know, then you'll get some decent music, you know? Supertramp, that kind of stuff. You just got to get the right mix.
Supertramp is not good to run to.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I've tried it. I'm telling you, Jim.
You got, okay, but just, it's a
variety
of songs.
If I didn't have a bad hip, I just got it tuned. Somebody just tuned in. Said, hey, I just tuned in. Was that actually Kanye or Mino singing that?
Oh, jeez.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
Okay.
She bought Lipo with her money. Oh, I can do Kanye.
You kind of can.
I can do Kanye.
Oh, my God.
So
funny.
Just wait and see. Yes. You guys said here, quick break. We're talking some more Packer draft with a person very close to the situation. We come back. Mino and the Mayor back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Monday, the federal mandate that all dairy operators in Wisconsin must comply with goes into effect. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Again, remember, beginning Monday, all lactating dairy cows that are going to be transported across state lines will have to undergo testing looking for the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus. Dr. Darlene Conkle, Wisconsin state veterinarian, explains why they're just focusing in on those lactating dairy cows.
What we've been able to find out in the short period of time we've been dealing with this virus in cattle, it seems that the lactating animals are the highest risk for spread. So we're trying to concentrate on the area that will give us the most information and lessen the risk by requiring negative testing before those animals move state to state, because we know cattle do concentrate the virus in their mammary glands. That's where we're looking at gathering the most information, is from these lactating animals. It could change in the future based on things that we learn about this virus going forward.
Dr. Darlene Conkle, Wisconsin state veterinarian, commenting about the new mandate that goes into effect on Monday, requiring all lactating dairy cows that are going to be transported across state lines to have a verified test of being negative of the high path avian influenza virus. If you've got questions, she advises the best thing to do, contact your local veterinarian. All testing costs will be covered by the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service.
Fast growing, safe on seed, nutrient rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low-salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege.
I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Yesterday in Chicago, no change on barrel or block cheese prices or AA butter. This morning, the Class 3 milk for May is up 7 at $18.25. June's up 8. $18.28. Currently, December corn's unchanged at $4.76. November soybeans are down 2 at $11.73. July new crop wheat also down 2 at $6.18 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on what's happening with the markets on a Friday morning. Again, if you've got more questions about that new dairy mandate, go to MidwestFarmReport.com for more. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 58. The wind southeast gusting to near 30. Tonight, more thunderstorms, 49. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers, thunderstorms, and a couple of those could be severe. It'll be breezy with a high of 75. Be weather aware tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mind on the Mayor here at 7:34 on a good-looking Friday. 40 degrees in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 43 in Oshkosh. We have a very special guest coming on to talk about the NFL draft. But first thing I have to say is 18 years, paid for that kid for 18 years. On his 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his.
Okay. God, I can't believe you know rap. I just, that you...
Yeah, Burke put me onto it.
Okay, well, that I believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now, sports director of Local 5 Live, Burke Griffin. Hello, Big Papa.
What is up, boys? I got to tell you, I'm literally driving my kids to school, and they are like, who is this guy? What is he doing? I mean, is it, can he do something like Tupac? Or he does not sound like Kanye or any, like, there's no, like old white Italian dude. That's
yeah.
What we're talking about.
Rats, right, so you're, yeah, man, I can see wow. It from here.
Yeah.
Wow. But I was impressed, though, Burke. Did you, well, your kids are younger. Did you know, have you listened to that? Do you listen to that kind of music?
Oh, my God. He goes way beyond this.
Really?
Burke was such a hardcore rap. Go really? Ahead, Burke.
Hey, Mayor. Look, you did my celebrity sportscaster, right? Remember
I did.
That?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Okay. You're lucky I didn't break out not only Notorious B.I.G., but everything from N.W.A. to Eazy-E. You know what I mean?
Okay. I got it.
This goes, hey, I grew up in Racine. This goes back beyond Snoop Dogg in the 90s. I mean, we're talking everything from Kool Moe Dee to when people break out lyrics, my daughter was appalled and laughing at the same time the other day when I started busting out some Eminem.
Oh, like, man.
How do you know that?
Right.
I'm like, Eminem is new to me. Like, that's my new rap. And that's 20 years old.
Burke's love of rap got me murdered on the streets of New Orleans.
Yes. That is a very true story.
Yes.
We saw this, literally a living jacket walking down
the street. Starter jacket.
And it was the...
We didn't see any feet or a head or anything. It had the hood up, and it was, like, this tall. Go ahead, Burke.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, and that was the night before the Super Bowl, right? That was Saturday.
Surrounded
night.
By three of the toughest looking thugs, for lack of a better word, that you'll ever find.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, go ahead, Burke.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm really up on my rapper game. And from too long through to too short, I knew everybody. And when I say little guy, I mean a small person. Just to be politically correct. And I can tell it's a guy named Bushwick Bill. And God rest his soul, I believe. He passed away a few years ago.
Okay.
And so Mino says to me, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, Bushwick Bill, what's going on? I literally get on my hands and knees.
A true story.
In the middle of Bourbon Street, and I'm talking to him. And a couple of his guys are like, who is this humongous, crazy white dude from Green Bay
right.
talking to our main rapper?
One of the thugs looked at me, and I just went, like, my hands up. Like, I got nothing to do with this. I don't know. Yeah.
Wow.
Next thing you know, we're giving bro hugs and going into a... Gentlemen's Club with Jim McMahon and a couple of other guys. Right?
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, you were. I was. Oh, wait. Somebody was.
Somebody. Wasn't me. No. And is that the time you annoyed Dan Aykroyd so bad he left?
Yes. Yeah. And I made him feel really old. I was like, oh, man, I loved you in this. And, oh, I loved you in that. And
Dan
that was
Aykroyd.
So funny. And do you remember who the other guy was?
Oh, I'm not saying any other names if people know him. Was it an actor?
No, with Dan Aykroyd. No, with Dan, it was the old David Letterman, the leader of the band.
Oh, Paul Schaefer. That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
I still remember Burke had a few into the Dan Aykroyd. Oh, my God. Yeah. I loved you when I was a kid. All right, fine, man.
Yeah. And if anyone was on Bourbon Street in 96, and I know it was there even 10, 15, 20 years later. But we went to the Cat's Meow, which was like the biggest karaoke bar ever. And in walks in, of all people, Jerry Jones.
That's
and
right.
Jerry Jones, the Packer fans are just booing him and screaming at him and calling him names. And he's got his own entourage. And he gets up on stage, grabs the microphone, sings a song, and afterward buys the entire joint a drink. And I'm talking, there must have been 500 people there. Yeah. Like, it was a
that is
huge
so cool.
Place, but
yep. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, he gets a bad rap, but I'm fortunate to meet him a few times. I think he's one of the nicest guys. And that, how's his singing?
Like, it was not good.
Right. Well, he didn't make money singing, but man, he's got plenty.
Well, wow. I think he went to one of the usuals, like Sweet Caroline or whatever. You know what I mean?
Okay,
it was one of
right.
those karaoke ones where that
sing-alongs.
Was...
So, you know,
or Bert Griffin from Channel 5.
Right, and we're going to have some celebrities here in a year, right? I mean, a lot of celebrities. What do you think?
Oh, I would assume everybody from Lil Wayne to
that's right.
Davis
he's
to
big.
Whoever. Every major Packer fan is going to find a way to get here.
Right.
And I know what, you know what? I think that's probably why Aaron Rodgers is hanging on to that house he's got up here, because he's like, I could rent that thing out
absolutely.
For, I don't know,
five grand a night. Yeah.
And market it as his place.
Absolutely.
Right?
Will, yeah. And have his buddies stay there.
Right.
Well, Burke, you're a former offensive lineman, of course, cover the Pack on a daily basis. It's never a sexy pick when they take an offensive lineman, but it's a needed pick all the time. And left tackle is such a coveted spot. So just your first opinions, this big kid from Arizona.
Well, you know, with my extensive resume at UW Oshkosh, hey, I got to be honest. Okay, so my last 2 years, I started at left tackle for the most part. I played right tackle for about 5 games when a guy got hurt. And early on in my career, I played center.
Yeah.
So versatility is what Brian Gutekunst.
Yep.
And their staff is looking for. It's almost as if, hey, if we've got 3 or 4 left tackles on our line, we'll just put them somewhere, because generally speaking, the best player on the offensive line is your left tackle, no matter what level.
Best
if you're blocking a 6'1", 230-pound dude from River Falls, or if you're blocking a real 6'4", 300-pound grown man from, you know, Ole Miss, that's kind of how it's been. And I think we've seen, especially with Elgton Jenkins and Zach Tom, if you've got some versatility and you just don't pigeonhole a guy, and you got, I mean, Mayor, I don't know if you, how closely you followed it, but Mino and I remember a guy named Mike Wall.
Yeah.
Mike Wall was as physically impressive as anybody you will ever see
ever.
On the offensive line. He looked like a tight end with just maybe a little bit more bulk to him. They put him out there at left tackle, and he got used and abused.
Yeah.
It was tough to watch.
Yeah.
You put him at left guard, though, he's got a little interior space. He's got a guy on each side, and he doesn't have to worry about being the blindside protector.
Yeah.
Guy had a great career for 6-7 years or whatever it was.
But not everybody can play that left spot.
No, and that's why a guy like David Bakhtiari is such a great commodity to have.
That
ship has passed. That water has gone under the bridge. Yeah. He's never going to be the David Bakhtiari he was once again, and that's why it was easy to cut bait with him. But I tell you what, this young kid, I mean, he missed a couple games due to injury here and there, but I mean, basically started every single year. 2 or 3 games as a freshman, played as a sophomore. I mean, I think a total of like 35 or 37 starts over 4 seasons.
That's incredible.
That's pretty, especially at a place like Arizona.
Well, another thing, though, I've heard who I talked, one of the old Packer offensive line coaches, this is stuck with me, like Jerry Wampler or one of those guys back in the day. And I said, what are the qualities for different offensive linemen? Because that's the one position where you move guys around, you know. And he said, feet and balance, left tackle. Not even a question.
Right.
Feet and balance, left tackle. Everything else, dry block, straight ahead, guard, center, smart, you know, really quick. But left tackle, feet and balance. If you don't have those, you can't play the game at that position.
Yep. Well, and look, 90% of your quarterbacks are right-handed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like you can think of Steve Young and Michael Vick and a handful of other lefties out there. You got Tua Tagovailoa right now. And
Penix now with Atlanta. He's left-handed, isn't he?
Yeah, they're rare.
Right.
So your blind side is always that left tackle. It's not your right tackle. And in fact, if you're building play action, most people know that you need a brawler and mauler on the right side. And that's why Sean Ryan, it was easy to let go of John Runyon, because you had a guy like Sean Ryan at right guard this past year who the Packers staff is like, whoa, I mean, we're getting stuff done now on the run game. And that opens up everything for those tight ends and everybody else in play action.
Burke, where are they at with Josh Myers?
You know what? For a guy who I would say played a little light in the keister, as they say,
yeah.
He's a massive human being.
Oh, I know that.
He's 6 foot five, 300 pounds. He's one of the biggest centers that I can remember ever playing here. I mean, Scott Wells, way more compact. You look at Frankie Winters.
It was a prototype. Campin.
6'2", 6'3", 290 pounds.
Sterling Sharp used to call James Camp the only 5'9 center in the NFL.
Campy. And you know what? But I will say this. He got better as last year went on. He improved his play, and he wasn't early in his career. It felt like he got the job done, but he was getting blown off the ball just a little bit. And you'd see him get knocked into the backfield, and all of a sudden he'd disrupt a running back's lane to whichever side of the ball that he was running to. But I think Josh has kind of sort of come into his own, and the staff realized that at the end of last season. He's definitely got better. He's earned his spot. And that starting five is solid going into next season. Now, if Rashid Walker, if there's any lack of anything, I mean, Jordan Morgan's going to get his chance. There's no question about it.
We got this text coming in. Wall, Clinton, Tauscher, Rivera. I forgot who the center was, but name a better front five. Well, the center would be Campin. And even Frankie a little bit.
It was Mike
Flanagan. Oh, Mike Flanagan.
Mike Flanagan.
Forgot about Mike Flanagan. You're right.
Flanagan took over for Frankie.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yep. So
he came back from that nasty, nasty broken leg that he got on special teams.
Yes. Yes. Hey, can you stick around to the top of the hour, Burke?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to be sending it to a break here in a little bit, but just want to ask you some questions about what you see happening over the next couple of days. Gutekunst, he always likes coming out with more picks than he went in with. So, some of those things could happen. We had Larry on yesterday, talked a little about safeties are always hot commodities as well. And
but something Larry mentioned, though, is that then, after they pick the pick, they just really talk about, their physical skills. And Larry said the Packers spent a lot of time researching the character of the candidate. And I think that's pretty, and that's why that Josh Myers, right? I mean, you got to all agree.
Yeah,
he's
great guy.
That guy's just a super nice guy. I hope he makes
the
team.
I think that's been kind of their MO for a very long time. It's not that you don't want anybody to rock the boat, but we saw last year with, Jair Alexander naming himself a captain.
Yep.
Like they don't put up with much and Rasul Douglas. Okay. He was not like a bad guy. He wasn't a troublemaker, but they were 2-5. They were struggling at that point and he popped off and they were like, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need you around here. And they got rid of him. And not only did they get draft capital by trading him away, but then they got better.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like they say, addition by subtraction in certain situations, that's a real thing.
And what's the greatest?
That is a real.
What's the greatest motivator in sports, Burke?
Well,
an empty locker.
Which way you want.
Right? Yeah. When you walk in, the team walks in the next day, and what? His locker's empty. Yep. It's like, yep, that is the greatest motivator there is. Ron Wolf used to do that on purpose. He would, when he got ticked off at some position, even if it was a punter or whomever, he would take it personal. And he'd bring in like six punters over the next 2 days and made sure the other punters saw that. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, he drafted Ronnie Makeda at quarterback out of Army.
Army.
Remember that.
Yep, I remember plain as day. Yep, yep. All right.
He wasn't taking Brett Favre's job, but he was like, hey, you know what? No one's going to outwork this kid. So you're all on notice.
Yep. I remember it well. We got to send our quick break. Burke, stick around, please. We're Burke Griffith, sports director at Local 5 WFRV, talking about last night's draft, what could be coming up over the next 2 days. Stay with us.
Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
On the Mayor, along with Burt Griffin on right now. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Luxurious look, sleek design, custom colors available, geared to give your home the extra pop to entertain and keep you comfortable. It's the best of both worlds. At Pella, we see windows differently. They have the highest rated energy efficient products and a complete range of durable, functional, and high quality products that bring out the best of your home. Check it out, because what you can get right now is 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Get on it. Time is getting short. What? Oh, he wasn't there. Excellent.
No, okay, just wait.
No, Burke.
Just wait. Burke has been in the industry a long time. Burke, we have a rule here that our producer, I don't know why he did this.
It was corporate.
It was corporate. We have to be at our desks with our headsets on when the music's playing. You know, the intro music? Or else you get a $10 fine. And when he does the cash register, that means you got a $10 fine. And John's like, what? And he, so this is, would you, I think I should get a pass on this. I was talking, no. I was talking to our next guest.
Yeah, nah.
Don't you think right. That should excuse me? I was making him feel comfortable.
Burke.
Well, you use the word corporate, so you know how I feel about that?
Yeah, same way I do.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, let's just say I got a one-day fishing trip last summer because of corporate, which was great. So, you know, and it was like right near the end of training camp and after a lot of 55-hour weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So when you say corporate and a $10 fine for not wearing your headset, do what you need to do, Mayor.
Hey, Burke, we've worked together a long time. How good do you think I follow those rules?
Oh God! Hey, John, you would not be able to exist in the current TV environment.
No,
I can just guarantee you that.
Hey, I'm not sure about radio.
And you know what? And you know what? You do a great job with the high school football. Love listening to you on that and all that other stuff. But there is so much. If they asked you to stay after the newscast, and I don't even do it really hardly at all. Like, I'm not going to toot my own horn on this regard. But, hey, why don't you do a web story now after your newscast is done?
Yeah. You guys are constantly churning out stuff, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, the common theme now is, remember when you and Larry the Rock would fight over me? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Like, hey, I'm taking Burke down to this story, and oh, I need him for Packers, and da 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 da. And I was doing all that other stuff. You don't get that anymore. Like, there's a lot of MMJs. They're multimedia journalists now. There's no reporter and shooter photographer. There's no, like, that is a rarity. So if you do get somebody to come with you on a shoot, that's, you're like, heck yeah, this is awesome.
Unreal. I mean, I'm shocked when I see guys doing, or women doing live shots by themselves.
Yes, yes. Now, I remember, and this is no joke, and I think it was when Don Granato was the Gamblers coach, and it was a weekend or whatever, and you and I were working, and we just, there for some somebody was sick, and I did it once with a truck, but I could tune in the antenna, and I just left the truck where it was, which was totally illegal at the time. And because, like, legally you couldn't do that, but I in the old Brown County Arena, I ran some cable in and I did a live shot and you just set up the truck. Now with these TVU packs, I mean, they expect you to do everything by them, sometimes just by yourself 100%.
Unreal.
And you're the cameraman, the reporter, and everything in between.
Unreal. 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 Hey, Burke, just tell us position wise what you think the Packers are going to kind of concentrate on over the next couple of days.
Well, I mean, again, we're going to hear the same thing we hear.
Best man available.
Trust the board. Yeah. Best player available. Blah, blah, blah. Look, they need some help in the secondary. I think there was a collective, and I even asked Lauren Helmbrecht, who is our reporter over at Lambeau Field. I said, there's a collective groan, or what was it like over there when all of a sudden you're like, Anthony Morgan, Jordan Morgan? Who is this guy? Because between Cooper DeGene and there was a bunch of DBs still out there. They need some help in the secondary. I mean, look at right now. With a swing tackle like the guy they just took in the first round, O-line, quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, they have zero need on offense at all, especially with Josh Jacobs at running back. You want a third guy? Sure, of course. So let's talk defense here. If Jeff Hafley's bringing in a 4-3 defense, and people make too much about the off-ball linebackers. Give me a break. Linebackers are linebackers. If you can rush the passer and you're an edge guy, they might need a little bit of extra there. You got Rashawn Gary. You got Lucas Van Ness. But Kingsley and Iqbari's coming off an ACL tear, a significant knee injury. You know what you get with Kenny Clark and Devontae Wyatt. Quay Walker's going to be your Mike in the middle there. But I wouldn't mind seeing – you remember B-Dub, Brian Williams?
Yeah.
A guy who a little undersized, but sure tackler, fast as heck.
Active, hit the hole hard.
Yeah, and a weak side linebacker in a 4-3 who can run like the wind and be a sure tackler, boy, they make up for a lot of mistakes by anything that happens up front. But look, they need some help in the secondary, not only in safety, but they could use another corner.
All right. But there's a lot of – then I see that most of the players that were picked were offensive. There's a lot of defensive – there's a big pool.
Yeah, it's like the first 12, weren't they, Burke?
No, 13.
13?
First time ever – that 13 straight players went on the offensive side. And it was so quarterback and wide receiver heavy. We talked about this on our pre-draft show on Wednesday, that the Packers, this kind of set them up for getting a great defensive guy. But once again, I'm sure Goody looked around and the rest of the personnel department looked around. They're like, you know what? We could get a tackle here who can help us for not only the next 4 years, but maybe the next 10.
Yeah.
And look, but protecting Jordan Love is job number one. If you're going to put like, there's nothing more important than protecting Jordan Love. He is the face and future of the franchise.
Burke, I predict this morning the Packers will be in the Super Bowl within 3 years. True or false?
I say true.
All right, there cool. you go. Love also, Burke, go ahead.
That's not being a homer.
That's no, just being that's honest. Just check knowing what the other teams have. I agree. I got this. I worked Burke's job for one Mino show, and I was overwhelmed putting sticky notes on the window for John Big Wayne.
You know what? Hey, remember those old days? Oh, looking through the glass, and I'm sifting through four newspapers while you're sitting there looking at me, and I'm calling. Calling your sponsors.
Yep.
Hey, you ready for Mino?
Yeah, I believe it.
Big Papa, Burke Griffin, sports director, Local 5 WFRB. Keep doing what you're doing, Burke.
Yep,
doing a great
job,
buddy.
Same to you guys.
Right, take care, brother. Bro. See ya. We come back. You know what time it is. Time to check out what's going on this weekend with Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. Amanda will be joining him. And then live music, Ike Aruba and Michelle Beaudry.
They are good.
They're going to be fantastic. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, Pete Schwabba.
Monday, April 29th on Nightlight, I welcome on Milwaukee.com entertainment reporter Matt Miller to talk about the Milwaukee Film Festival and civic media reporter and personality Melissa Kay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.